All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to our first podcast. I'm the host, Catherine Guzman, and today we're going to be talking about the beginning of our walks with Christ, and I'm going to have my friends introduce themselves.
I'll go first?
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Casey. I am... What else am I supposed to say, though?
I guess your age.
Like your age or
I'm 23. I'm the oldest of them, too. I grew up with the Lord. That's it.
Amen.
Like... born and raised. So.
When would you say you took it serious? I guess at what age? Or yeah,
18.
Okay,
which is like fairly like late in the game, especially if you grow up in it. But yeah,
I mean, 18, as long as you're in it now, for real.
Yeah,
so I think that's
18
what matters
was like when I really was like, Lord, this is it. You know, so yeah. Take me in your hands and do what you will.
Amen. Henry.
Oh, well, I guess you don't know my name. My name's Henry. I'm 21 years old, and. Friends with Catherine.
Amen.
We have a PK in the group.
Yes, PK, if you guys don't know, is pastor's kid.
Oh, right. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. They have a lot of stereotypes, but honestly, you're pretty good.
He fits some of them. But...
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We love him. So today, because like my website is, you know, talking about like scripture being more accessible for like younger generations like ourselves, Gen Z. I wanted to start off like my first question being like, do you guys recall the first time you actually started reading scripture and like maybe what version it was?
Yeah, or
like the first time that you guys actually started reading and like actually understanding or like feeling like it was in causing an impact in your life, if that makes sense, where you actually started like digesting the word. Because, I mean, I know we grew up hearing, like, verses.
I would have to say that, yeah, that was probably kind of when I first started taking it seriously, because I wanted to, I wanted to know what the scripture actually meant.
Yeah, like, right? when you actually started opening it up for yourself, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, like, what would you say, like, do you recall, like, specifically, like, the first times or few times that...
Yeah, definitely I would spend a lot of times in the Word, because, I'd spend like hours a day at the end of the day just diving into the Word, trying to see parts that I've heard all my life, like in church, mm-hmm. and I've always memorized, always had in mind, right? But I actually went to them trying to figure out what they actually mean, or reading like the whole book, or reading the whole
like not just
chapter.
The specific verses,
yeah.
But like the full chapters,
reading
like,
more reading more into it and trying to digest more of what God
so when you're
trying to
yeah mm-hmm. So when you like decided to pick up the Bible and read it, what version was it? Was it in Spanish?
It was actually
okay.
Was like King James
Reina Valera?
Yeah,
so one. Reina Valera would be like King James but in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that translation in general?
I like it. I mean, it's because at the same time, I don't really... Spanish is not my first language. It's my second language. So sometimes it is a little hard. But that's why you have the kind of like the King James on the side. So you kind of
go back
flip
and forth.
Yeah, flip back and forth so you understand more of what it's talking about.
Would you say that you understand... Like, well, I guess you understood it. But did you ever like eventually like try different versions or...
For Spanish, no, honestly.
Right.
I tried more.
I think in Spanish it was pretty straightforward, I agree.
More on translations would be in English, because I would memorize those faster, and that way I'm able to understand a little more.
Clearer.
The King mm-hmm. James has a lot of old words, or the English is very advanced, and so many times you just want like a simplified version.
Do you remember the title or like the name of that version?
Of the
different ones in English that you would read?
Yeah, I would go to like English Standard Version.
Okay.
New International Version. Like different ones, and yeah, it would be a lot easier.
Awesome. Yeah. So for you,
I think impact wise, growing up in church, it was always Reina Valera.
Right.
So basically King James. Mm-hmm. But I feel like really reading on my own, because
like, when you decided, like, I want to pick up a Bible and, like, actually, like, read it for myself and, like, understand it. Or, like, did you ever go out of your way to, like,
I think
buy
I just
a
picked
Bible?
Up my Bible. No, I mean, I grew up... Well, my parents always bought me, like, the bilingual Bibles.
Okay.
So, I always had... It was Reina Valera and the King James, like, in one. But I remember I just picked it up one day. I was like, let me just see what it really trying to say.
Yeah. Right.
But it was so confusing.
Yeah.
So, I was like, okay. And then
close it right back up.
I was like, closest thing to me was an IV. So, oh, okay. So that one's like the really one that I've always like go back and forth with. I've started recently reading ESV, the English Standard Version.
Yeah.
The ESV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one of the one I started really picking up because, I mean, I like the history of everything and like how Bibles came to be anyways, like translations wise.
Oh, okay.
And so the King James was obviously under King James ruling. And when you go like back into it, they did change up some words sometimes because like regarding on like what the politics was in that time and depending if it was like the 1961 or I think there was another year. I forget which year.
Yeah,
it was,
so. It's mm-hmm. been translated a lot of time.
Yeah. So it's like you really gotta go back and forth with it. But I think right now I go back to the NIV and the ESV back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then obviously in church with Spanish. I never really changed Reina Valera.
Yeah.
Unless I really don't understand it.
Yeah.
Then it's,
I think no, the Reina Valera, which is, like, I guess the King James in Spanish, is a lot easier to understand because it's not, like, old-timey language in Spanish, if that makes sense. It's pretty straightforward. Like,
Spanish has always been Spanish.
Yeah. Like,
unless there's,
really
like,
changed
certain
too
words.
Maybe obviously. Certain lingo, but even that is, like, kind of easier to understand.
Yeah.
So, I guess then, like, my, I guess, follow-up question would be, like, because it's a controversy, like, in the Christian community about like translations and stuff like that, would you say like the newer languages or the newer translations are like, are they, would you say they're still good for like youth or like, because some people think that like, the meaning gets lost too much, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I think personally it's just really, like I said, I've always loved history.
Yeah.
So for me it's when you're reading, when you're just reading to read, it doesn't really matter what version. It all really is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When someone just reads the Bible to read it, when they say, oh, I'm going to read the Bible from beginning to end, it's like, okay, you're just reading it. But when you really read it in the Lord, it's completely
like
different.
It, right?
You pray about it. You put it into the Lord's hands. And you really say, like, God, speak to me however you want. And it can take people years to read from beginning to end.
That's true.
But obviously, when you are mature in, like, the Spirit and you really want to understand what the Lord is trying to tell you, you go back and forth.
Yeah.
You find yourself just going back and forth just naturally because you really want to understand the concepts of, like, what really God wants to tell you.
I was going
to
say this.
And so, like, you go, you just jump around a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you...
I think as a beginner, like, it's really good if you, like, for the first time want to open the Bible. But I think as you grow, because I felt the same way, like, I got to the point where I felt like the New Living Translation, which is the one I initially started with, was, like, a little too basic. Because then I would, like, compare it to the KJV, and, like, I feel like there was a lot... The words... I guess like
they were deeper, but I feel like the newer more recent versons sugarcoat a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying. They kind of just like go like, through
it, downplays what the Lord really
like waters like, down like the actual like
which is like when you can go back and forth with like people feeling like church hurt, which is like the new terminology that people use in churches where like, oh, I didn't like how the preaching was because he was being too mean. It's like, well, he's just basing it off of the word. Like, this is how the Lord wants you to take it. Like,
sometimes
take
the truth
it.
Is convicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's just really the maturity that you have in the Spirit.
So, I think it's, like, good for beginner, but it's also important to go back to, like, I guess the original, like, the historic and the first, like, translations, I guess. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, no. There's no doubt that when you're first starting off, the newer translations are more helpful. But I feel like as you're growing and understanding what the Bible's trying to say, you have to kind of like, in a sense, upgrade or get closer the more...
authentic, I guess?
Yeah, I guess like authentic or like...
Original.
Original,
maybe.
Yeah, almost, there it is.
Yeah,
original translation, just to like see, compare it, right?
Yeah.
To see what the author was intending or...
like the
intending
actual
to
word
write.
That was
yeah.
used when he said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then to end it off, I think I'm just gonna have you guys like pick or mention a Bible verse that has like had a big impact in your life, or maybe one that you guys have been meditating on recently, whatever that is. So you have yours, I'll have you.
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Maybe you also you could talk a little bit about why you like it or
okay.
Vice versa. Yeah.
My favorite verse, honestly, before when I first started, it was Psalm 51:10. But recently kind of, you know, just changed to 1 John 4:10, which is in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as the propitiation for our sins. I like
Man.
That one. Yeah.
I think it's because he loved us first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
it just reminds you that it's like at the end of the day, it's not good works that saves you. It's not. It's nothing on your account that you can do that eventually gets you into heaven. But it's all the things that God did, and it's all in His hands. And so that's why I love it.
I think it humbles us too. It reminds us, like, we were not deserving of it. Mm-hmm. Like, He made that sacrifice for us first. Before, like, while we were sinners, I guess that goes with Romans verse. Yeah.
I have to jump off of what he had. Right now, currently, my favorite one is Colossians 3:12 to the 14th, though, where it reads, this is the NIV, where it says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." I think especially like the world we're in right now, and like just overall humanity, I think we forget to love. And so, like, for me, having to constantly remind myself, like, I have to be humble, I have to be nice, I have to be sweet, like, you know, like, but not in a way where I sugarcoat what God is trying to tell me, like, or what God's trying to say to its people. And so for me, really going back to, like, what Jesus came to die and, like, on the cross for, like, having to remind yourself constantly, like, this is what He said. And so He forgave us, why can't we forgive everybody else around us?
Like, who are we not to forgive others? Like, we're not
My overall always favorite has always been the "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
What verse is that?
That one's, I mean, they're all the same, basically. That one's like really the same. This is the NIV, but this is John 1:1. It's basically the synopsis of what we truly believe in, and like what we really are.
That Jesus was God, because I feel like that's the main belief in Christianity. A lot of people like to deny like His divinity, but our belief is that He was always with God. Like, he was just the manifestation of the Lord.
He's 100% human, was 100% God. So it's sometimes we forget, like, Jesus felt what we felt. Jesus felt what was pain, but He also knew what it was to. So he knows what it is to be in our shoes day to day, and so we.
But he never sinned, and He still showed us like the perfect example here on earth. Yeah. And that's, I guess that's who we worship. Amen. Mm. Anyways, thank you guys so much for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks anyone who's watching, thank you so much for watching, and we just pray that God blesses you.
Amen.
Anyways, yes. Amen. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.